lights are turning on, like a fairy tale come true. Sitting by the fire we made, you're the answer when I pray I would find someone, and baby I found you. All I want is to hold you forever. All I need is you more every day. You saved my heart from being broken apart. You gave your love away, and I'm thankful every day for the gift. Just this moment, if only time stood still. But the colors fade away, and the years will make us gray. Baby, in my eyes, you'll still be beautiful. All I want is to hold you forever. All I need is you more. You gave your love away, and I'm thankful every day for the gift.
Thank you, Jim Brickman.
Yes, no kidding. It's so much fun. There's nothing like live performance. It's just nothing like it.
Nope.
I mean, you can listen to music all you want, and you can hear some phenomenal recordings. I mean, absolutely phenomenal recordings. But you miss that magic of, you know, that face-to-face contact with people.
I have to be honest. I came a long way. Listening to albums. I grew up in a town far away from any sort of live music scene, and lived away from the town, 10 miles out. So albums got me through a whole lot, and I still feel grateful for that focus, the ability to listen and just fall inside an album. But you're right. My heart needs... live music.
Well, there's something you feel the energy in the house and all of that, and and every performance is different. I don't care if it's if you're doing the same program four nights in a row, or if you're doing like a musical, where they play it weeks and months on end. But every night is different. Every night, every performance is magical, and there are some moments that rise above the others. And for those people who are fortunate enough to be in the house when those magical, truly magical moments happens, and then you recognize it's a special occasion. And I always tell my students in my music classes, you know, about, because I always encourage them to attend live performances. And I said, you know, you were either there or you weren't. I mean, you either were there and as part of that moment, or you weren't. So. Mm.
I have high hopes for the future and the chance that we will all pull together and get back to enjoying live concerts.
Yes.
That's the plan.
That is the plan. Sooner than later, I hope.
Up next, you have picked out a longer piece.
Yes.
And it's in honor of Hanukkah.
It is. Yes, it is in honor of Hanukkah. So as it turns out, I believe this is the eighth night of Hanukkah, and the next selection we are going to listen to is called The Eighth Candle, and it's in celebration of Hanukkah. And it starts off with slowly with chanting, and then it finally gets into a you know, kind of an Israeli-Jewish dance, and it's fun.
We're with Dr. Tom Evans. Still 20 minutes left in this hour, and lots more music from the Kalamazoo Concert Band Holiday Concerts. This one, again, coming from 2016,
right,
4 years ago.
Gotta love it. I'm so proud of the Kalamazoo Country Band. You know, about one third of the musicians in the band, of about 80 we put on stage, or probably 100 in our membership. So we usually have 80 on stage at any time. And only about one third of them have a music background, music degree. The rest of them are just, you know, just pursuing music for the sheer love and passion of it. And you can hear that in their playing. Just it's great. It's great because that's what music making is all about. It's, you know, from the heart.
Whether it's music or something else, having a hobby or a side passion is so important. And I think that's part of the Kalamazoo culture.
Yes.
You know, if you are bored, it's your own.
Oh, absolutely. I love living in Kalamazoo. Yeah. It's a great place to be.
Well, it's okay to be bored during a pandemic. I understand that. But I hope that some of us, most of us, are kind of cultivating some things at home. You know, I still get out my instruments and play at the kitchen table.
Me too. Yeah. I've been practicing 2 hours a day. I've been doing jigsaw puzzles and a ton of reading.
A lot of reading. Well, Tom, we are nearing the end of our time together. We want to get to this last wonderful selection. And it comes from the most recent holiday concert, just a year ago.
Yeah, last year, our guest artists, it was the Western Michigan University's Gold Company, a perennial favorite in this town.
Absolutely.
I can't believe
you hadn't had them before.
Yeah, well, they actually appeared, I think, before my time. Not on a Christmas concert, but before my time. So we've tried before, but sometimes our schedules don't line up. And so we finally got our schedules to line up, and we brought them on board last year. And it was, I use the word magical, but it was a magical performance. It was great. The solos did a phenomenal job, and of course, the whole company itself collectively does a nice job. It was a great, great performance. And the piece that we want to feature is Christmas Time on Broadway.
Let's give it a listen.
bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored conies and crisp apple strudels. Storbells and stables and schnitzel and schnoodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes.
Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into springs.
These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so
for joining us. And Tom, it's always wonderful to spend time with you. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Karen, to you as well, and to your listeners.
Thanks for joining us here on Classical WMUK 89.9 FM.